And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa City Council last night adopted new measures to address soaring coronavirus infection rates. Ordinances approved expand Governor Kevin Stitt's order that bars and restaurants keep tables at least 6 feet apart or install dividers to cover other businesses that offer food and beverages on the premises. Councilor Ben Kimbrough says other provisions require many other establishments to maintain social distancing between guests, including churches, spas, gyms, and retail stores.
I think that the governor's order was so narrowly focused in a very pathetic way, just does kind of pick on the bar and restaurant hospitality industry in Oklahoma. I think it's a disaster.
Establishments that don't take measures to ensure distancing, don't require masks, or don't implement sanitation protocols are subject to citations by city code enforcement or the Tulsa Health Department. While consensus among councilors was businesses are telling them they need some kind of enforcement to help deal with anti-mask customers, in some cases it's the employees who need help. Councilor Vanessa Hall Harper says she's heard from workers in grocery stores and manufacturing plants where management isn't taking appropriate steps to protect them from customers or their coworkers.
And they're telling me if I don't come to work, I'll be fired. And that's a very difficult situation to be in. But the question is, what's being done about that? What can be done about that? And I feel very bad that I can't tell them that we can't regulate that, or at least we haven't up to this point.
Mayor G.D. Bynum is expected to sign the new ordinances into law this morning. They take effect immediately. And Oklahoma's former state epidemiologist is part of a coalition sounding the alarm on the coronavirus pandemic as we head into the holiday season. OU College of Public Health professor Dr. Aaron Wendelboe says just since October 1st, cases in Oklahoma are up 100%, deaths up 60%, and hospitalizations 140%. He says at current rates, cases will double again by December 15th.
If we do nothing to curb this disease growth, we may see a 140% increase in deaths, representing an additional 2,300 deaths by New Year's Day.
Wendelboe and other members of the Healthier Oklahoma Coalition urge everyone to wear masks in public, wash their hands, and avoid large gatherings. COVID-19 is currently the third leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.